Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I'm your host today, Beth Jacobson. Marie is not available today. She'll be back on Phone In Friday. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. Marie and I created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have open discussions on various topics that feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers. Today is our midweek stress buster from 3 to 3:30. We also have a show on Friday called the Phone In Friday from 12 to 1 o'clock and Sundays from 6 to 7 Central Standard Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And I know Marie and I would love to hear your feedback or any insight or suggestions for our show. You can also reach me, Beth, at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our show as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And we also have a Facebook page. You can just go in to Divine Goddess Radio, and we would so appreciate if you liked our page. Welcome, everybody. Well, today is a very interesting day. There's been a lot that has been leading up to, you know, information that are things that I'm going to be talking about today. Anybody who wants to call in, if they have any questions, if they have any comments about what's energetically going on, you can call in at 347-327-9360. And I'm just going to talk a little bit, and then I'll answer anybody in the chat room or anybody who's calling in if you're wanting to ask a question. So ever since July 29th and for the rest of this month, there has been a lot going on with the Star of David, and the Star of David has been followed by many planets that have been shifting and moving around, and with that, we need to be able to remember that that affects our energetic, the barometric pressures, which how it affects us as, you know, beings in our human bodies. It affects the our energetic bodies and our etheric body and spaces, our bodies and spaces. So on the human part of it, it can bring up really uncomfortable feelings and thoughts. It might bring up aches and pains in your physical body. Right now, I'm trying to think, I think it started roughly around last Tuesday, last Wednesday. We are going through, there's an amping up in energies, and it's really clearing, it's a dimensional shifting right now, and it's clearing out the third dimension right now, and it's clearing out some of the fourth dimension, and it's supposed to be on a continuous basis for the next 3 weeks. We're going to have our highs and lows on that. So just be very mindful of if you're feeling uncomfortable, again, with your thoughts, your feelings, your belief systems, your attitudes, your actions, and your behaviors. That's what's going on. If one moment you're just happy-go-lucky and all of a sudden out of the blue, you're having some old stuff that's coming up or stuff that you've never been aware of going, I don't even know what these irrational thoughts are about, just so you know that's what's going on. Just be mindful of that. We're clearing out old belief systems. So it isn't anything that's to be afraid of. We're all going through it, and we're all going through it at our own pace, at our own level. You're not being left behind. But sit here and think about all the stuff that we need to clear out. Just the lifetimes. Think of all the stuff just in this lifetime alone that we, including myself, have put on the back burner that we haven't dealt with. This is a perfect opportunity. What is being presented to us right now is, if you could see it energetically, what's going on, it's almost like a tornado that is going on, and it's clearing all the muck and the yuck out about that's been floating out there for lifetimes, lifetime after lifetime. And we are cleaning up ancestral stuff, and we're cleaning up stuff before us that hasn't been dealt with. The third dimension, when you sit here and say, Beth, what is that? The third dimension deals with the physical world that we live in, and it has to do with the old energies of misuse and abuse of power, of control, of authority, of greed, of selfishness. So, and it's just lower vibrational thoughts and feelings, thinking about the I and the me, and we're moving into the fifth dimensional energies, which is more heart-centered, focusing on living from your heart, not from our head, which is the ego, learning how to be unconditional and very kind and very gentle towards ourselves internally and externally and to those that are around us. And right now, children and adults, everybody is going through needing to really review. You don't have to get into it. You don't have to relive anything. You don't even have to necessarily be able to sit here and specifically say what it is that you're thinking or feeling. Just know that we are going through opportunities of really being able to explore in depth the fear that we've held on to. And the fear is about just of being the beautiful light beings that we came here to be. Remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and the majority of us, including myself, have forgotten about it. We have taken our life and our situations way too serious. We have our panties in a bunch, and now we are being given the opportunity of being able to look at things differently, having more fun in co-creating the life that we want to create. So if you want a more abundant and creative life, that's full of more joy and happiness and balance, well, guess what? You need to be able to look at the old ways of the way that you used to look at things. And think of the generations, even when we were in vitro within our mothers. Think of all the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, and everything that she carried within her before you were born. All of that we came into, and we came into it through our DNA. It came in through our DNA also. So, and we have fear. We have so much fear. Fear of being, the fear or the desire to be, fear of being in our power and taking back all of our power that we gave away over situations and lifetimes because of traumatic events that we witnessed or that we were a part of. We are gathering separated aspects and soul parts of ourselves that have fought us for so many lifetimes because it never felt safe to be in any physical body that we've ever been in. So right now what we're doing is we're clearing out the house. We're clearing out our internal physical house, which is our body. And it has to do with our old thoughts, our old feelings, our old emotions, our old way of being. And because our old way of being was very limited in what we allowed in our life, what we chose to think. We allowed many influences to shut us down. And it's not by any means saying that we need to look at pointing a finger or blaming anything or anyone. If you can start, even currently what's going on in your life, looking at what's going on in your life that you want to stop, it's an opportunity for you to be able to sit here and say, this is what I no longer choose. I choose to no longer allow drama or chaos or negativity in my life. But before you can sit here and say you don't allow it in your life, you need to be able to say, I'm not going to allow it within me also. So again, it comes down to our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our attitudes, and our belief systems. We are no longer reactionary. We are now going into responding differently. And just by saying, say it to yourself, reaction or responding. They carry completely two different energies there. And feel how your body feels with that. Does it like the word reaction? Does it like the word response? Response is a lot more gentle. It's a lot more uplifting. So anybody who currently is in their life, whether it's home, school, community, or in the workforce, that you're having situations right now being presented to you, this is an opportunity because of right now, energetically, for the next 3 weeks, and it's going to continue after that, but for the next 3 weeks, intensely, we are reevaluating illusions that are being presented to us. So you can choose if you're going to stay in those lower thoughts, those lower feelings, those lower emotions, or if you're going to be able to sit here, look at it, love it, forgive it so you can release it and let it go and be able to look at it that you're no longer a victim because you're no longer allowing any of that to ever happen in your life again, that you're worthy of being able to be open to surrendering all the old, no matter how scared you are, not knowing what anything means. What does the future look like? It doesn't matter, because right now what you're doing is we're all needing to be in the present moment. What's going on right at this present time? For those of you who are possibly struggling and having difficulty, just know all you have to do is just breathe and just be. You're not the only one who's going through what you're going through. There's many of us. We're all going through it in our own way, shape, or form. And this is why Marie and I created the Phone In Friday, so you can call in with questions or any comments. If you have feedback on what it is you're doing for yourself that's helpful, by all means, Marie and I do not know everything there is to know. I only speak from the experiences that I go through, a lifetime of being who it is that I am and very aware of what's going on. Many people are just now waking up and going, I'm noticing things differently, and this is the awakening. You're waking up. You're waking up that there's more to what you've been presented in your life, that there's, you're looking at things, you're starting to question things. You're starting to look at belief systems that you've never challenged before, and now you're starting to challenge them. Know that you don't have to be scared about that. Know that you don't have to be mad about it. You can choose to be in it. But remember, when you're mad, that's in fear-based, and you want to be out of the fear-based. You can look at it and say, you know what, it is what it is. It served its purpose for that time. But now you're in a better and in another place. So on that same note, just know that that's what's going on. So here's a work situation. If you have somebody who you're not getting along with, your boss, whether it's a coworker, you know, whoever it is that you're working with, maybe it's a client, look at the opportunity from a higher perspective. That would just be my recommendation. Look at what is it that you're supposed to learn from the circumstance? What is it that you can bring in to the situation that would be different? If it's something that you've been going and butting heads for some time with your boss or a fellow coworker, if there's competition, choose to decide that today's the day that you're going to do things differently. You choose not to be in competition, because competition is just fear-based. And if you know that you're going to be provided for in all ways, not just financially, but that you're going to be divinely supported, that you have the support to get you through your life, and that you're choosing to be in ease and grace right now, know that it's right there. All you have to do is ask for it. All you have to do is ask for it. Because right now, we are letting go of all of our fear of people who have misused and abused their power over us, or that we've misused and abused our power over others. And just so you know, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter what you've experienced, or if you're the one who's done something to others, know that the universe is a very forgiving universe. Today at this moment, right now, when you hear this, if there's an inkling of a spark that you're wanting to change your life for the better, know that no matter what, only you can change it. And by doing so, you're sitting here and looking at what has been done, why it's been done. Are you ready to forgive it? Are you ready to forgive the situation, yourself, and everybody involved? Are you ready to fully let it go, knowing that it was just done out of fear? Are you willing to look at what it is that you were afraid to look at, of your own power, that you're this beautiful, bright light to be able to give back to the whole of all that is, and that's to the whole universe? We're out of the I and the me, and we're into the we and the us. We're back to the collective whole. It's about all of us. And it's knowing that everything that you think, everything that you feel, everything that you experience, remember, we're all like rocks and we're entering into this pond. And if you throw a rock into water, it has a ripple effect. So whether or not you think that you affect others, you may not directly affect people around you, but indirectly you do. Every single thought, feeling, and emotion, every response or reaction, it affects the whole, believe it or not. It affects the whole. So with that, this is a time to be able to examine your fear of being controlled by others and really look at what the core issue of that is about, your fear of losing control, your desire to control others or situations, or, you know, other people. either current events that are currently going on or past events from this lifetime, from other lifetimes, in which you felt control or out of control. You are able to sit here and look at your fear of people who have authority. Explore what is that really about. For those of you who have obsessions over being powerful, really, this is a time to sit here and look at what is that really about. And if you have a lot of concerns about people or society, it's being able to look at what is that really about. Are you avoiding anything? Is it a memory from a past lifetime that possibly you might have been a leader and maybe you might have misused and abused your power, your authority? And this is a lifetime that you want to sit here and shine your light. You want to help others shine their light. But now you know it's not about you telling others what to do. The best thing that you can do is to live by example. So you need to learn how to shine your light. And with that, other people learn. And so that's the kind of leader. We're all leaders of our own path. And what we're stepping into now is that we are also exploring relationships with our mothers, with our fathers, with step-parents, with grandparents, you know, with siblings and other family members, and maybe past lovers, spouses, friends, co-workers, teachers, community members, employers, strangers, peers. We're also looking at our relationship that we have with a higher power. So whatever it is that you call it, whether it's source, creator, God, as well as your higher self, connecting with your soul. And we are reexamining those relationships, yes, and even with God, and those of you who never believed, and looking at things differently, looking at possibilities, and knowing that maybe in the past, if you've shut down because of experiences that you had, no matter what they were, to be able to look at it differently without any judgment, knowing they were experiences that you just needed to use or to be able to have so that you could grow from, become stronger from. Know that it's an opportunity. It's never too late to do something different. No matter what, you guys, it's never too late to do something differently than, you know, whatever the past is. The past can't be changed, but it's the present moment and what you choose to do with it from there on, because then it can become history. And sooner or later, that history starts dissipating, and then you make a new history. So knowing, just know that you have that possibility of being able to do it. There's many individuals who are examining issues that have to do with, you know, people and attachments, such as those of you who really struggle with codependency or who are in really dysfunctional relationships, who might be addicted to drugs, to alcohol, to food, something that is not for your highest vibration, or obsessions about someone or something. This is an opportunity to really come from a heartfelt space, to really look at everything that you have not forgiven, any unforgiveness. This is an opportunity to finally sit here and say, today is the day, this is the moment that I choose to look at it, to be able to forgive it. It does not mean that you have to like what was done to you or that others have to like what you may have done to them, but to know that anything and all things can be forgiven. And because you forgive, that doesn't mean that you have to allow, if somebody did something bad to you, that you have to allow that person in your life anymore. But choose not to hold on to that baggage anymore. Choose to free yourself of it. So whether this person is, you know, someone who's close to you, whether they're living, whether they're deceased, you know, whether they're famous or whether they're, you know, a friend, a family member, a next-door neighbor, a stranger, a teacher, a community member, you know, maybe a government, an agency, a group of people, an organization. It's your opportunity of being able to sit here and examine and decide today is the day that I'm letting it go. And to also be able to be realistic about it. We are layers. We're like onions. There's layers to us. But if you really get to the core issue, the hard part, don't be afraid to examine and really look at what's really going on. Know that you don't have to live in that mental or emotional or that physical pain anymore. Know that you can choose to be free of it. Any fear about moving forward can only get bigger. But to know, if you just sit here, and for those of you who are going, you know, Beth, I don't even know where to even start, because I've had people say, I'm just a mess. Well, you know, just the fact that you have that awareness to be able to sit here and say that you feel that you're a mess, do you get that that's a start? That's a start. So choose to sit here and let today be the day that you're going to do it differently. Again, if anybody has any questions or they have any comments, you can call in at 347-327-9360. And it looks like I have a caller. It's an 860 number. So, again, I'm here by myself. Marie is the computer expert, so forgive me if I'm hopefully going to be able to get you so that I can get you on. Let's see here. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I was listening to you about giving up and releasing the bad stuff and all this. We all collected the stress.
Exactly. Well, could I have your name and where you're from?
I'm Cheryl, and I'm in Connecticut.
Cheryl from Connecticut. Well, Cheryl, how are you doing?
Stressed.
You are?
Yes.
What are you stressed out about, Cheryl? What are you stressed out about?
Everything. You know, I'm here with my mom. My mom's getting older. I happen to be home alone, so I can actually talk freely. She's usually in the next room. She can't hear, but it's amazing what she can hear. For someone who can't
hear. I hear you.
I don't know if you have an elderly parent. But
I do have elderly ones, but they're still able to care for themselves right now. Knock on wood.
Well, she's got all her faculties, but physically she scuffles around. She doesn't get around much.
Oh,
and so I
okay.
came here to help her out. I worry about her. I have a sister who wants to put her away, sister who's fleecing her and taking advantage. Stepfather passed away a few months back. And just not a good situation, a lot of stress. That's here with her. And then I have my own personal stress. I have this court case. I would like an extension. I was supposed to find legal counsel, and I didn't. And that's been a struggle trying to do that in Connecticut when I live out of state. So, I don't know if you do psychic readings. I just sent my own papers to the court and saying, can I have an extension? And it was supposed to be filed yesterday. I couldn't get through on the phones, you know, to fax it in. And the hearing's Tuesday next week. And
did you know that you would be able to call social services and ask for legal advice? And they would be able to help because they're definitely in contact with the court system. And I used to work in the court system, but I was
this
in a different colony.
This is not a family law matter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this isn't family law. I'm not asking for child support or anything like that.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's a civil.
Okay.
A different type of case. And so I'm just at the mercy of the court. I said, can I have three? And I'm trying to call lawyers, and they're on vacation, the intake person's on vacation, and then you call, or the lawyer's not there on vacation, and they're having to fill in for others who are on vacation, and they're just not in the mode for taking new cases. And it's really been a struggle. And I just told, I don't have control over these things. And even the lawyers that I was looking at, they're on vacation. So I'm like, oh, my God, help me, help me. So this, I'm wondering if this judge is even going to let me do this. So I did it overnight mail, so it'll be probably filed tomorrow, and it was supposed to be filed yesterday. So it's late, and the hearing's Tuesday. At least I'll have it before Tuesday. But I'm wondering what he's going to do.
Believe it or not, I'm hearing that you have a judge who's going to listen, which is there's some phenomenal judges out there, and there's not so many phenomenal judges out there. I've dealt with them. But I'm hearing you're going to have one who's going to listen to the situation that's going on because of what's going on with your mom right now. So he's going to be more heartfelt so that there will be some time that will be given to you. But I'm hearing
for 3 months.
You may not have 3 months. I'm seeing your guides kind of like shaking their hand like it's a 50-50 toss up right now, but you'll have a little leeway there. I'm hearing possibly a month and a half to be able to do something with that. And in a month and a half, they're saying you'll be amazed if you ask for help, for representation, somebody who's going to be there for the highest good of, you know, of the situation, if it's about you, if it's about your mom, that you'll be amazed at how it shows up. If you just get out of the way, just like you said, you know, if you just get out of the way and you allow it to happen, it's going to work out.
I've had so many no's. I've had so many no's. I've called and they just say, no, I don't have time. I'm busy.
Yep. Yep.
No, this mm-hmm. is too complicated. No. Mm-hmm. You know? My head is swimming, and so
yeah.
This is, I tried to call the courthouses. No one's answering the phones. You go on the internet, and you try to get the phone numbers, and they have the phone numbers there, but there's nobody answering them. So how do you get through to the courthouses to ask them questions? You know, what's your fax line? What do I do about this? There's no one answering. And California is going broke. They're going to be another Detroit. But
wow.
California, they're downsizing their courts and they're downsizing everything. They closed a bunch of courts in California, so they're going broke. We're going broke.
Well, everybody, you know what is really interesting? What is really interesting, Cheryl, this is just my own belief system, but the old paradigms, the old structures, the old ego system, which the courts are very full of, because it's all about power and authority, they're shifting, they're changing. So in that process, there are some people who are getting caught in that process right now. And so you're a perfect example of what's going on right now. But I'm hearing there's going to be somebody who's going to be there. You have, like I said, they said there's going to be about a month and a half that you're going to be able to get that feedback. So whatever has to do, and they're saying don't sit back and just to ride this out, to be busy actively working on stuff, not to get stressed, because the more stress that you get into it, then that can shut things down. But it's still going about making phone calls. I'm hearing you're going to find a lawyer, but it's just a matter of just right now, energetically, I don't think a lot of people are able to match up with anything right now or find anything, because it's really intense energy right now, because it's all ego-based. I don't know where you're at spiritually right now, but it's like all of these illusions that are presenting themselves right now. It's an illusion, but I know it's very real because you're in it right now. But there's going to be somebody who is going to come, and they are going to help you, and you're going to have a judge who's going to be understanding.
This is my second time asking for an extension. And but he gave me a date in the middle of summer when everybody's on vacation. And even then in June, when I was there in June, people were starting to go on vacations. How am I supposed to do this with oh, my God. And I don't know. Even the attorneys, I have a couple attorneys' offices that I'm on call now. They say, I can't make Tuesday's hearing. It's too soon. I need time. And you have vacations all through August. And then school starts in September for a lot of kids. And then people
tell you what,
start...
Cheryl, because I'm going to be running out of time here, please email me at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, because I have a support system so I can check around for you and ask if anybody would know how to help you on that level. And, like, your guides gave me that piece of information. I wish they would give me the answers right now, but right now... I don't know what to tell you, just energetically what's going on. But and then I don't want you to feel like I'm just abandoning you here on the phone call. So if you want to email me and just give me a little more information, I can sit here and ask around with my connections and see what if there's anything that I can come up with you for to help you on, just to give you some to guidelines on where to go and if there's anybody who can help you out there. If you're
okay,
open
well,
to
thank
that.
You
that's
so
if
much.
You're open
You've
to
been
that.
Helpful. You've been
okay,
very
well,
helpful.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, and I wish you luck. And remember, it's divinegoddessradio@gmail.com.
Okay, you have it on here, Divine Goddess, okay, radio, Gmail.
Yep, at
okay.
gmail.com, exactly. So I want to thank you, and I will email you as soon as you email me back. So thank you for calling in, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, folks, this is the end of our show. I just want you to know that you can go and follow our show on Blog Talk by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie and I would love to hear your feedback and insight and any suggestions on our show. So, and if you have any questions, again, reach us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Everybody, I send you love and I send you light, and we'll see you at Phone In Friday at noon. Take care.